Okay, we're up and running. Welcome everybody for a bit of sonic alchemy. So, does anybody have a clue what we're going to do tonight? Excellent. Chant? Well, we're definitely going to be doing some sound. So, you got your half right. We're definitely going to be doing some sound. Not any chanting. We're going to be doing toning and light language. And we're going to be working with... A lady came up with a really good word for it at the Starlight Festival the other day. She called it Celestial Song. And what it is and what we're going to bring through is celestial song. So song, tones, language, song from higher dimensions. It'll be frequency, it'll contain frequency. That's the biggest thing with and the point of channeling any higher dimensional energy, sound, words, is to bring through frequency. So we're going to be, eventually, first of all, I'll be doing it, and then eventually everyone all together, so I won't put you individually on the spot to be on the spotlight. We'll be doing some sound together, and just we'll be bringing through whatever comes through. So we're all going to be channeling tonight. Everybody up for some channeling tonight? it's you know, everybody makes a big deal out of channeling. I know I certainly have. For my own processes and so forth. My whole journey of awakening has been with channeling. Probably the first big spiritual event I went to was some beings channeling, higher dimensional beings. I didn't go for the gurus and I didn't go for psychic stuff. I went straight to the higher dimensions. Beings, full body channeling other entities from other dimensions. I haven't done any full body channeling aside from the fact that when my God presence gets in me, so to speak, when I allow my God presence to be here to a high enough degree, I'm basically a full body channel, you know, almost sort of. Most beings channel when they do a full body channel, their God presence or some other entity actually sort of takes over the body and they step back. What I do is more conscious channeling. I'm aware of everything that I do. I'm aware of everything that I'm speaking. But I'm in a space that is spacey space. You know, it's a space. It's a specific space. It's a higher space. It's a space of truth and love and is quite fun. I thoroughly enjoy bringing through channeling. And it's been a big journey for many years for me, and I'm still opening up the frequencies, still channeling, as we open, the more we're able to embody more of ourselves. The bigger we make ourselves, and the more open we make ourselves, the more we allow, the more of our presence can be here. Because our presence, our God presence, our divinity is a big presence. All of your presences are really big. You may not necessarily feel that presence. Maybe you have. Maybe you've gone to some events. Maybe you've meditated. Maybe you've had experiences where you have a glimpse, where you have maybe a very tangible experience, depending on what experiences you've been through, of your presence. And that's probably one of the main things that I do and like to facilitate and provide for beings is contact with their own presence and creating an energy space that is of a higher dimensional frequency realm creates that, which is then that's what we're going to create today. And to help create that, we're going to bring through higher dimensional sounds. We're going to bring through higher dimensional frequencies. We're going to bring through higher dimensional encodements, energies. We're going to invoke lots of help that will help us. There's lots. Thanks, Mom. And I've got to turn off this light over here. It's driving me batty. And we're also going to be having lots of fun. Channeling is a lot of fun. Bringing through these sounds that we're going to make is a lot of fun. The more fun you have with it, the higher your frequency will raise. When you take spirituality and life seriously, when you make a big deal out of it and create a big, you know, it's just, you know, then makes it sort of too big, especially for the mind. Makes it too big for you, you know, oh, how can I accomplish that? How can, you know, especially when we compare ourselves to others that are amazing divine channels that can, you know, like the matriarch of this place calls is an amazing channel. You know, and if I start comparing myself to her, I'll just start, you know, I'll just shrink into a little ball of nothing. But it doesn't, and it doesn't serve ourselves to compare ourselves to others that have opened up the frequency so big, because we've all spent many, many, many lifetimes doing things, and we've all mastered many things. And in this lifetime, you will all bring through mastery from your other lifetimes. You just got to have a little patience with your journey. And that's one of the toughest things that everyone struggles with. Especially because most of us, or all of us, have done this many times before. And we exist as higher selves, as God presence, and in such a high frequency. And in that frequency, things happen easily, effortlessly. And that's what we're creating. Now, down here, of course, as we all know, things are quite slow. And what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, and what everybody on the planet, as far as I know, is trying to do, that are here to make change, is to make things happen as efficiently, as quickly, as gracefully as possible. So that's another thing we're going to bring through, lots of grace, lots of ease. Lots of grace, lots of ease, because when we connect with and bring through and merge with our divine presences, then things happen with grace and ease. When you try to work with just the world of form, everything's a struggle, because everything's slow in that world. In that world, people don't understand that there's true prosperity, that they are love, that they are divinity, that they are abundance. So, when you're dealing with people that don't understand that, then things are more difficult. So, to assist yourself, you must do your best to attract and interact with beings that understand that they are love, that they are abundance, that they are prosperity. This is supportive to your journey to do that. It's supportive to do things like this, We learn, relearn, remember how to work with alchemy. We're all cosmic alchemists. We all really know how to create with nothing. That's where we're headed on a planetary level. We're headed in the realm of being able to just, whatever I need, I just manifest. And the real fact of the matter is you already are manifesting like that right now, you just don't know it. You know, your entire realities you're creating. You attract certain people to you that support you. You know, for me, I attracted fabulous, wonderful, divine beings to come tonight so I can give myself a good pat on the back. And you guys can give yourself a good pat on the back because you've said yes and decided, okay, I'm going to come to this event, whatever it is. You don't even know what it is, but maybe you felt, it feels good. Yeah, I'll do that. Because your spirit's going, yeah, do it. Come on, do it. Do it, yeah. And you've always got the decision. Follow spirit, follow love, or follow fear. Oh, no, that's too scary. You know, it's like everything in every decision. You know, it's the decision of being in a relationship. It's the decision of saying yes to spirit. It's the decision of saying yes to prosperity and abundance in every moment of your life. Because every moment, every decision we make, even if it's going on the buying something in the store and going, you know, your first inclination is, I want that. And then the mind goes, oh, it's too expensive. Well, the mind, the programming has just said, say yes to fear, say no to abundance. So tonight we're going to say, oop, we don't want that. Good spotting. So tonight we're going to say yes. We're going to say yes to abundance. We're going to say yes to prosperity. We're going to say yes to our divinity. We're going to say yes to embodying our magnificence. We're going to say yes to being who we truly are. So everybody say yes!
Yes!
Yes, brothers and sisters! I say yes to love! I say yes to divinity! I say yes to prosperity! You got to say it in a southern accent to, you know, so that it's
kind of not right saying a southern accent when it's the African Americans that would usually say that.
No.
Or stuff like that. Well, from your parents.
And we're going to bring through frequencies and say yes. By bringing through the frequencies, by allowing ourselves to be a vessel of love, we're saying yes to divinity. We're saying yes to prosperity. We're saying yes to abundance. We're saying yes to ourselves, our true selves. And I'll just bring through a bit of those yeses now through the matter, through the modality, through the form of sound. Sound creates a opening, a channel, which is why we adore music so much. And depending on the frequency of that music can do different things. It can make you feel light. It can make you feel like dancing. It can make you feel uplifted. It can make you feel angry, can make you feel sad, depending on the frequency of the music, the frequency of the sound. You know, the singers that we love the most are the ones that are connected to the heart, that bring through frequency. Yeah, they're trying to sound nice, so we're not going to necessarily try. try to sound nice tonight. When you bring through the frequency, it often does sound very nice. But that's not the point. We're not trying to impress anybody. We're not trying to sell our records, our CDs. We're just here to embody our magnificence. So, just everybody close your eyes. And I want you to just open up your hearts now. Open them widely, widely, widely. Breathe in all the love that is around us now, in this room. We call upon the ascended masters and the angels and the archangels, all of our divine councils, the karmic board, Galactic Federation of Healers, Ashtar Command, Galactic Federation, Master Dwal Kul, Lady Nada, Saint Germain, Lord Ashtar, Kuan Yin, all of our divine family, the Master Record Keepers, Mother Gaia, ancient aboriginals of this land, and the beings that came before them. Our Lemurian family, the Agartha Network, our God presences. We ask you to surround us in a beautiful golden column of light, anchor this column of light in the core of the earth, all the way through the moons and the suns. And everyone, continue to open your hearts, breathing in the love that is all around us, is being emanated from ascended masters and angels, our friends, our God presences. Keep opening, opening, opening. Like a big giant flower, a big beautiful ball of light, completely surrounding your entire body with a ball of light, a ball of love. Open your throats now, your throat chakras. Open your minds, open your crown chakras, your third eye, chakra between your eyes, chakras behind the back of your head, chakra above your head, and all of the chakras above your head. Chakras to the left, chakras to the right, chakras behind you, in front of you. Your thymus, solar plexus, belly, sacral, base, open them all up. See big flowers opening, big balls of light opening, growing larger and larger and larger and larger. Breathing in love to help open them. Breathing in prana. Seeing them open. Just with your intent. We're going to use a lot of intent. Just know that with your intent, with your desire, with your attention for opening, opening occurs. Let go of any doubts. Says, oh, I can't feel that, I don't know what I'm doing, is it big enough? Let all that go. See all your chakras open as large as your entire body, big beautiful balls of light in all of your chakras. Chakras between your knees, ankles, feet, below your feet. Open, open, open. Breathe in the love, breathe in the light, breathe in prana. And we call to the ease emissaries to anchor an ease temple around us. I also call for a record keeper temple to anchor around us. We'll see giant pyramids around us made of light. see yourself, feel yourself with your intention, surrounded by a golden column of light. Anchor this column of light down to the core of the earth. Just see it going through all the strata of the earth, anchoring it in the core of the earth, where there's a source pole, portal, a Zolkin wheel, transmutes all energies to higher frequencies. Extend your column of light above you, through the sky, through space, through the moon and the sun, central moon and central sun. And all the central moons and all the central suns to source. We call these emissaries to flood us with the ease frequencies, the ease energies. And the perfect ratios for us individually. Christ light, prana, plasma, voidal frequency, and source frequencies. Just with your intention, feel, see, activate an opening for yourself. See your energies, see your energy bodies, light bodies opening, opening, opening. Creating a space for your God presence to step in. And anything that you feel needs a bit of opening in your life, just with your intention, just with the energies that we are creating, that are here to help us, and with the divine sounds that we are channeling and will be channeling, creates an opening for you. Creates an opening to provide a clearing of anything that may be impeding you or you feel is impeding you. There may be things that you think are actually impeding you, but in truth they are not. You just believe that they are. Or you feel that they are, or you think that they are. See them clearing now and opening now. Waku jambona tikando jamborana da jigamborana jagurana jandi jindarandora jandajirini ku jamborakando etanda ita karuku jamborana ta jitiki kakuranda jindiria ku jamborana ta liti jura bajumburana ta itka ru karanda jindia. And just to satisfy your minds, we are bringing through encodements. What are encodements? They are activations. They are like the codes that open up your combination locks. When you have the right combination, the lock opens. When you channel the right frequency, the lock opens, the limitation, the program, the belief opens. It opens in the energy because the energy is so strong, the energy is so light, it is so love, it is so open, it is so all-encompassing, it is so divine, that whatever energy it is that is limited or feels limited, just opens. Through entrainment, through being in the space, this is the point of being in the space of the master, the guru, etc., that is operating, living, breathing, emanating a high vibration. Being in their presence entrains you to a higher frequency. Baku jimba urambu jimbi andanda jindira ku jamborana jindira ku jamborana ta jindia. And we bring through frequencies that do not have normal words, because then your mind cannot make heads or tails of it. And then your mind will open to receive. Baugu jamborana jiki. Begin to allow the frequencies that are specific to you and for you to come through you, through your pineal glands, into your brains, into your chakras, into your hearts, creating an opening, also an opening in your throat chakras, to allow for your own tones, your own soul voice, to come through. Just see your throats opening now, opening, opening, opening. Crown chakras opening. Frequencies now. Moji Majiwa. Majimbuwa.
Jimbo,
Just allowing more opening in your lower chakras now. To allow greater prosperity and abundance. Must have big open lower chakras to bring in abundance. Byabomba jimba kiambonda nandiara kujambora nada de jimba korumbu jimbo bom 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 wa kuash. If there are any energies in your bodies, any places that have a bit of stiffness, a bit of resistance to something in your life, or resistance to these energies, just allow the sounds, the tones to clear them, and see violet fire in the white light. Clearing these places, releasing any pain, fears that there is a problem in your body. There are no problems in your bodies. Know this, see this. There are only temporary little things going on. As your body reacts to life upon the earth, as it feels the energies and the stresses. But you are a much greater force than any force that you may call pain or limitation or stress or whatever it is. Your energies are much greater. Your presence is much greater. We would like you all now to say out loud, I call now. I invoke with the full power of my beingness, with my free will. My beloved God presence. God presence I am. Be here now. Embody me. Embody every part of me. Every cell. Every speck and bit of me. My blood. My mind. My heart. My DNA, my bones, my organs, my energy bodies. I am God presence. I am God presence. I am God presence. I am Goddess presence. I am Goddess presence. I am Goddess presence. Now just center your focus, your attention, every part of you in your heart. And feel this presence. Balkumanaya kujinaru kuanaya Bialkuyandaya ruya Bialkuyanaya ruya Diarotienda luritya. We sing our God presence in Yaku yanda yera chukumbo yandu anaya You can be however you imagine yourself to be. You are however you imagine yourself to be. You manifest and you create your reality however you imagine yourself to be, however you believe yourself to be. And the other parts of you, the unconscious parts, your souls, soul extensions, the different fragments of your soul, throughout space, time, and dimension, also help you, or hinder you for that matter, depending on your perception, to create the reality for yourself that you know you deserve and want, come to this planet to create. But know that everything you create, everything you have created, and everything you will create, and your reality is perfect for your growth. It is merely a matter of garnering the wisdom from every experience. Every experience. No matter how you may judge it, good or bad. There is no good or bad. This is a fantasy, an illusion of the mind, of this dimension, of this reality that people agree upon. There is such thing as good, bad. Yes, there are lower vibrations and higher vibrations. And we could classify the lower vibrations and say those are bad. We could judge them and say those are bad and the higher frequencies are better or good or so forth. But they are not better, they are just how they are. And the lower frequencies are just how they are. Every frequency is perfect and divine in its own way to experience what you need to experience, what you want to experience, what your soul needs to experience.
Angels are always with us.
Everyone believes in angels and knows angels exist, whether they want to admit it or not, because the angels are always with us, watching us. Supporting our journey as divine children upon this earth. Here comes the big drops of rain. To help us, remember, we are big drops of rain in the water of life. And every sound has its frequency. Allow the sound of the rain to increase your frequency ever higher now. As you connect to the unified field through the rain, allowing the rain to cleanse away any little bits left over that may have doubts and fears. Call upon the dolphins and whales and the mer people and all the creatures of the sea, and the rivers and lakes, and the clouds and the water beings. Support us. Help us remember that we are just drops in the water of life, and we are the entire wholeness of the water. We are the entire ocean. All the lakes, all the rivers. You are the rain. Be the rain. Be the rain falling from the clouds upon the earth, upon this roof, flying through the air with the greatest of ease, and then joining with your other raindrop buddies in puddles, streams, we are individuals. And we are completely one being.